You know, I said in worship a while ago, there's a scripture that says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Hallelujah. Just being thankful for what we have. Come on, God's done some good stuff for us. Come on, when Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross and died for us, when he was resurrected from the grave, come on, rose up to be seated at the right hand of God, defeated every devil. Come on, things happened. Amen. And we got to keep that in our forethought, keep that in our midst, and be ever thankful to God. Hallelujah. Well, today is healing service. Praise the Lord God Almighty. We're going to talk a little bit, focus a little bit on the Lord, our healer, the healing power of God. How many of you woke up this morning thinking, well, it's healing service. Today's my day to be healed. Yes. How many of you? Yeah, how many of you? Let me see your hands. How many of you really thought that? You know, like Mike said, you know, part of this thing is about our expectation. What are we expecting from God here today? Amen. What are we expecting God to do? Miracles, healings. That's right. Listen, the presence of God, the power of God to heal is already here. And so, you know, you just have to, at any time when your heart is ready, I mean, when you sense it, when you know it, you can grab it. One time, this was years ago, I think, Bob, this was probably maybe, I'm going to guess it was about 12 years ago. I was preaching at a place in down in my dad's hometown, and they had a good church down there, and they had invited me to come in, and I was preaching, and I think it was, they were doing some type of a conference, and it was one night at the conference, and I was preaching, and it was not a healing service. My topic wasn't healing that morning, that evening. I was just preaching something. And I got in kind of in a thing with the Lord, and I began to prophesy over some people. And all of a sudden, this lady just came up. I mean, she just got up out of her seat, walked up down the center aisle, and she said, "Excuse me." And I said, "Okay, yes." And she said, "Well, I just want you to know," she said, "I have a hearing aid." And she popped her hearing aid like this. And I said, "Okay." She said, "I've worn this hearing aid for years. I have a problem in my ear here." But she said, "As you were preaching," she said, "God just healed my ear. Amen. I don't need my hearing aid anymore." Amen. Why? Because Jesus is here. Because I believe just with that, well, there's four here. The Bible says we only got to have three, right? But there's four just right here. So what that means is that Jesus is right there. Just right there. Jesus the healer right here in our midst. And she came back the next day. Come on, when you get something from God, you got to be like the leper that returns. Can't be running off and just going, "Wow, I got what I needed, and then I'm going to go live my own life." No, no, no. We got to be thankful to the Lord. Amen. This is about living a life with God. And so, you know, the leper came back. Well, she came back the next service, and she wanted to testify the next service that she could still hear without her hearing aid. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Amen. I'm just trying to encourage you and get your faith up a little bit that any time today, I think Tammy had a testimony one time where she woke up, it was a healing service Sunday. She woke up, she'd been having some problems in her back, some pains, and she thought that maybe it was her kidneys or something. But she woke up that morning and she told her husband, she said, "Well, I'm going to church to get my healing today." Amen. And you know when she got her healing? In worship. Yes. Hallelujah. Just in worship. She didn't have to have hands laid on her. Not that there's anything wrong with having hands laid. Come on, I'm just trying to open up the top this morning. Come on, open up your heart this morning to be healed, because we can be healed at any time, you know, just as I'm walking by. Things can happen for you, absolutely. I remember one time I was at a meeting, and I had a word of knowledge about some people that had problems in their back. I think actually it was a specific that they had disc problems in their back. And so I called them up, and there were seven or eight of them that came. And as I stepped in front of the first lady, I just felt to go around behind her. I was gonna touch her back. That's just what I sensed with the Lord. You know, it's the Lord that heals. Amen. Our job is just to, you know, trust him, just to follow him, just to respond to him. And as I walked to that side of her, all of a sudden I was standing there and I heard this commotion. And there was this lady, she was sitting right here on the end chair on the front row, and there was just all of a sudden all some kind of a commotion going on. And all of a sudden she jumped up, and they told me that what happened was she was almost blind in one eye from cataracts. One eye completely almost blind. She was scheduled for surgery, but the doctors had told her that it was so bad that they weren't real sure that the surgery was going to help her. But right there, just as I walked by her, she got healed. Her eye completely opened. Come on, Jesus is the healer, and he's here in our midst. And really, you know, we don't have to make this difficult. We don't have to make this complicated. Fati, didn't you tell me? Didn't you tell me that you got healed recently in church here from a chronic allergies, right? Was it a special service for healing? No. Wow. So I'm expecting today that God's going to heal some people. Why? Because he loves us. Why? Because he said he would. Why? Because I believe that we believe what he said, right? And we can receive it. So again, like Mike said, though, you're not waiting on a feeling. And this is what makes the healing thing a little different, is that usually in our body, something is speaking wrong, something is speaking loud, something is saying something contrary to healing. And so we get focused on what we're feeling. And so even when we come up to the prayer line, we're waiting on a feeling. We don't get healed by feeling. We get healed by the power of God. We get healed by faith in the power of God, which says we believe that God said what he said and that he'll do what he did. And that when we ask, when we pray, we believe at that moment and that it's done. I've had many miracles that happened later. I remember one time I was at a meeting and I had a lady that had severe back problems. She'd had back problems for many, many, many years. And I was ministering to her, and I felt of the Lord to have her bend down, and she bent down, and I had her bend down again. And when she went to bend the third time, the Lord said to me out of the clear blue, he said to me, tell her after 3 days, all of her pain will be gone. Amen. Now listen, her job was to believe that. I believed it. Amen. And I kept my faith on that. But she called my dad 3 days later. She knew my father. She called him 3 days later to say, will you call her and tell her, please, that by the end of the third day, all of my pain was completely gone. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Just because we simply believed God. We simply believed what he said. Amen. I believe that God's here today. I believe that God's going to say some things to us today. And yes. So what we have to do at this moment is just cast off every doubt, every worry, everything that might hinder us. Come on. You know, in the Bible, in Mark chapter 9, when the kid that was having the seizures, the kid that was tormented with the devils, you know, when his dad brought him to Jesus, the Lord said to him, he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. The all things are possible are sandwiched in our believing. And it's really not. Look, I'm smiling because believing is not difficult. Amen. We're talking about God. Amen. Why would we ever not believe God? Glory. Do you think that your life is bigger than God? No. Do you think that your sickness is bigger than God's power? What? No way. It's easy to believe God. That's why I smile when I say it. It's so easy. Once you know him, it's so easy. Because he's God, because he can't lie, because he never fails us, because he's never going to let us down, because he is the highest authority, he is the supreme power. Come on, there's no sickness, no disease, no nothing that gets to stand in the way of God if we can believe. I want y'all to know that my believer is real high this morning. My believer is real high this morning. I'm going to connect my believer with your believer. And we're going to see some miracles take place today. But you know, in that account, now these people were different. Of course, they weren't saved. They didn't have the Spirit of God. But the Father said, when Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, Mark chapter 9, verse 23. The Father said to him, he said, well, Lord, help my unbelief. You know, God's given us a bunch of ways to help our unbelief. But sometimes I think we do need to pray that, Lord, just help my unbelief. So I want everybody to close your eyes for a moment and everybody lift up your hands. Now, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you said that to him who believes, all things are possible. If we can believe, all things are possible. And so, Lord, I ask this morning for these people. Father, those that are here this morning, those that need a healing, those that need something of your healing power, Lord, right now I ask you to help our unbelief. Right now, help our unbelief, Lord. Open up our heart to the truth of your healing power. Father, right now, anything, any obstacle that stands in the way, any obstacle, I command it right now to fall in the name of Jesus, to be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Let everything be exposed and brought up that can be put away so that we can believe you fully. Now, Father, open hearts this morning. Open hearts right now. Open hearts that they may be healed. Open hearts, Father, that you are their healer, that nothing is too hard for you. Open up their hearts, Lord, that we're not attached to a feeling. And let faith arise. Let faith in your power arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise in the heart of your people, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, say, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Come on, we are not doubters, we are believers. Come on, we're believers in the healing power of God. Come on, we believe what God has said. Come on, we believe it for us. This is personal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you like to get your way? Come on. Come on, every hand in the sanctuary. Come on, ought to get. Come on, let's be honest here. How many of you like to have your way? Come on, if we all be honest, all of our hands goes up. We all want our way. Listen, even the chain, this Burger King. Come on, even they knew that people wanted their way. I wanted my way. They had a slogan for 40 years: "Have it your way." Come on in the burger joint and have it your way. Come on, do whatever you want with your burger. We're not going to cookie cut it. We're not going to tell you. We're going to let you have it your way. Amen. I like having my way.
Amen.
We all like having our way. Truth. Why do we like our way? Usually because we think our way is best. Usually because we think our way is right. Come on. That's why. It's not necessarily selfish. It's that deep down we think we're doing the right thing. Come on. We've got the best idea. We've got the way it's going to work. And so that's why, you know, we like to have it our own way. We like to do it our own way. I believe, honestly, that some of that desire to have it your way comes from God. Amen. Why do I believe that? Because God likes to have it His way. God definitely likes to have it His way. Come on, God has made some ways in some things. And listen, He is always right.
Amen.
He does always have the best idea. With Him, it's a very pure thing. There, when it comes to how it ought to be, God's way is always the best way.
Amen.
Doing it God's way, letting God have His way. We ought to realize that in our life, right? Anytime we find out what God's way might vary from what we, well, in this instance, we need to yield to Him, submit to Him, because He does have the best way. Hallelujah. God's way in the beginning was that every human be well and healthy. That was God's way in the beginning. From the beginning of time, that was what He wanted. Absolutely. And it's still what God wants today. God wants His way.
Amen.
He wants His way today. He's very intense about who He is, about what He wants, and He wants it His way. And He wants it that way because He loves us.
Amen.
He wants it that way because it is right, God's way. How do we know that that's what God wanted? Well, listen, let me just remind you about the Bible, that the Bible is God's Word. It's God breathed. It's God inspired. It's the absolute truth. It never changes. The Bible tells us who God is. The Bible tells us what God wants. The Bible tells us that God's not going to change. The Bible tells us what God will do. Hallelujah. And so if we're looking at how do we know that God wants everyone well and healthy, well, we can go back to the very beginning. We go back to the very beginning of creation, the very beginning in the very book of Genesis chapter 1. When God created Adam and Eve, when He created Adam and Eve, by the way, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God had an intent. Male and female, there is a gender today. Let's get it straight on the record. There is a gender created by God, male and female. And no man gets to sidestep that. People are born male or female, and that's the truth. No Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. Male and female come together as husband and wife and procreate and populate the earth. That's God's intent. When God created mankind, Adam and Eve, and he put them in the garden, it was a perfect place. It was just as God wanted it. He created it, and he created it how he wanted it. According to his way, God created it. In the beginning, there was no sickness and no disease. Everybody was healthy. There was only fullness of life. God created it that way. He actually said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, that it was good. Everything he created was good. God was happy with the way that he created it without sickness and disease. So we see from the very beginning that is what God wanted. We also see many times throughout the scriptures, I don't have time to go today, through all the times that God is reiterating to us, his people, that he wants us well and he wants us healthy. But let me just give you one because I think it just sums it up. In 3 John chapter 2, speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle John, the Lord said, he said, listen, beloved, above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health. Above all things that you could get from God, above all things that God wants for you, God wants you prospering and healthy. He wants your body healthy. He wants your mind healthy. It actually goes on to say, even as your soul prospers. He's interested even in your insides. He's interested in your emotions being healthy. He's interested in us being whole. God is very purposeful about what he wanted. And what he has wanted for us always is for people to be well. But even though God tried to prevent it, you know, he warned Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. He warned them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, if you do it, you're going to die. You're going to die spiritually, and you're going to die with the sense of all that is sin and all that is death is going to come into the earth. So even though he tried to prevent it due to their disobedience, sin and death entered in. And with it came sickness, disease, pain, malfunction, affliction, all that stuff. Again, but that wasn't what God wanted. Amen. It was not what he wanted. And remember, God wants to have his way.
Amen.
Amen. He wanted the fullness of life and he wanted health for every people. Listen, God had the ultimate health care plan. He still got the best health care plan there is. He had a purpose for that. He had it covered. Full coverage. Come on. As Christians, we get full coverage and the best health care plan. Because that's what God wanted. God did not want us to be sick, diseased, or have pain of any sort. Actually, God was so mad at Satan's destruction. He didn't like it. He was angry, and so you know what? He decided he was going to do something about it because God said, I'm going to have my way. Amen. Why am I telling you this? Because, you know, we get this thing about healing, about thinking that it's about us really wanting. God wants you well. More than you want to be well, God wants you well. God wants to have his way. God got so mad that the devil was having his way, messing with people's bodies, that he said, I'm going to do something about it. And so what he decided to do was he decided that he would send a Savior. He would send his Son, actually called the Way. Come on, he would send his Son, the Way, to make a way for you to be healed and healthy. Because God wanted his way. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ came to save, to heal, and to deliver the people. And that was God's intent, so that we could be healthy. So God was going to get his way through sending Jesus. And so Jesus came. He brought salvation. He brought healing. He brought deliverance so that God could have his way. We forget this. We forget this. That Jesus' ultimate purpose in the earth was to do the will of the Father. So his will became God's will, and he said, I want God to have his way. 1 John, everybody turn with me to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose, second part of that scripture, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Now listen, God's fixing to tell us why Jesus came. He's fixing to tell us the purpose of why Jesus came. Right. Not just because he loved us. Okay? For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came so that God could have his way. His main purpose was that God can have his way in his people, and they can be healed, and they can be well, and they can be healthy. For this purpose, Jesus came. For this purpose, Jesus showed up on the scene. For this purpose, Jesus was working in the earth that he would destroy the works of the devil. Well, listen, when that sin and death came in through disobedience, what came with it as a work of the devil was sickness and disease and pain and malfunction. So Jesus came to destroy that so that God could have his way. I've just decided that I want God to have his way in my body. And I don't want the devil to have any of his way in my body. Turn with me over to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed. Are you there? You got to be quick, man. This is Bible drill. It's Bible drill. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. We all know this scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So how God put on or rubbed on or smeared on Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit, and with power. Amen. So Jesus came for a purpose, and because he came for a purpose, God anointed him with a power who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Did you see that?
Yes.
Jesus came with a purpose to destroy the works of the devil. So therefore, God put the Holy Spirit and power on him. And so because he had it, he didn't just say, wow, this is wonderful. Woo, let me just see visions of God. Woo, let me just tell people how much God loves them. He did tell people how much God loved. He proved how much God loved them by doing something. By doing something. We're going to do something today. Amen. With what we have.
Amen.
You know, we've been given the same Holy Ghost and the same power through the Holy Spirit. We've been given the same. We got to do something with it.
Yes.
I say we do some good today. Yes. And we just heal some people that are oppressed by sickness and disease and pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus, I love that. What about doing good? That means if he went about doing good and healing, that means that anything contrary to healing, sickness, disease, pain would be bad, right? So Jesus went about doing good and healing all. Look at that, healing all, not just a few people. Why? Because God was with him. Why? Why? Why did he do that? Because God wanted his way. God was with him. He said, hey, hey, I want them well. Hey, hey, I want them well. Hey, I don't want them to be sick. Hey, I don't want the devil to be have that way in their body. God was with him and he did something. Jesus came to enforce the will of God. He came so that God could have his way. The work that he came to do, and we see him doing it all throughout the Bible. I mean, everywhere Jesus went, that's what he did. Teaching and preaching and healing. Everywhere he went, that's what he did. Healing the sick everywhere he went. And listen, his work hasn't changed. He's still Jesus. He's still the same Jesus today. And that what Hebrews 13, 8 says, Jesus is the
same.
Jesus is the
same.
Jesus is the
same.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Always, Jesus is the same. He's still going about doing good and healing all. We don't see him. Because he's seated in heaven. But he sent a helper, the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit could continue the ministry of Jesus in the earth. And guess where the Holy Spirit lives?
Yeah.
In me and you. Guess where the Holy Spirit is? He's here today to do good and to heal all. Hallelujah. So Jesus' work is still the same. He knew that sickness and disease was not part of God's plan. He knew it was contrary to what God wanted. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was the curse in action. And just like God hated it and God got angry at it, Jesus hated it. He got very angry when he saw sickness and disease. And he decided, because he got angry, that he would address it and he would deal with it according to God's will or God's want to, and according to God's power. He dealt with sickness and disease everywhere he went, and he was passionate about what he did. Amen. He was passionate, Jesus was, about God getting his way. You have to remember, this is Jesus that came out of heaven, laid down all of his deity, and entered the earth as a man with a purpose, so that God can have his way. I'm here so that God can have his way. I want to look at an account. Turn with me over to John chapter 2. I want to look at an account of how Jesus dealt with something that was contrary to what God wanted. And I'm going to use this account rather than a healing account, because I think it shows, you can parallel it to healing, but it shows an underlying truth of something. John chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple, God's house, those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. And when he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money, and he overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. Zeal means passion. It means to be very passionate about something. Zeal for the house of God. Jesus was passionate for the house of God. So much so that when he saw something in the house that didn't belong, he didn't just walk out and say, oh, that really grieves me. Oh, I hate that. I wish it wasn't that way. No. He didn't do that. He knew what belonged in the house and what didn't belong in the house. And when he saw something that didn't belong in the house, he went after it. He went after it with a passion. He went after it with a force. He went after it with a righteous anger. And he got a whip and he began driving things out, turning things over. That's how intense his desire was, that nothing be in the house of God that didn't belong. Well, today we are the temple. Today we are the house of God. You and I are the house of God. Same Jesus. Same work, same passion for the house of God. He is angry when he sees sickness or disease or malfunction or pain in one of God's children. He's angry about that. He's ever present on the scene to take out the whip, to drive sickness and disease and pain out of the people. He did this. It was a very violent transaction. It was very radical. You know, today sometimes we get so refined. I mean, I was appreciative of that girl that just got up out of the seat and just came walking down the aisle. She understood that what had happened to her was more significant than her trying to adhere to when was the right time, or maybe this, or maybe I should just keep this to myself. Come on, when is it time that the people of God just stood up and just said, that's it? Woo. Not just read my Bible and turn a few little pages. It's more than reading your Bible and turning a few pages. It's about hooking up your heart with a righteous indignation, with a righteous anger, and saying, this cannot be in my life, and I refuse it. I'm going to take the pages on this Bible, and I'm going to apply it, and I'm going to drive out. Hallelujah. That's how Jesus felt. He still feels that way today. When he looks at you, when you wake up, you don't feel well, when you've got something going on, when you begin to pray, the fire begins to burn in his eye. Come on, church. He's passionate about you. He's passionate about your life. Above all things, he wants you to be in health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus took that whip, began to drive that merchandising, all that selling and that stuff that didn't belong, when he did that, when he began turning the tables upside down, what he was doing was giving God his way. He said, hey, God, I'm here to make it your way. I'm here so that you can have your way. He's still doing the same today. He still wants God to have his way in your body. Jesus is still the same today. He's still doing the same thing. It's just that he's doing it invisibly. But he is doing it through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in his people. That's why there are numerous scriptures that say that the believers will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Jesus used some force in driving out what wasn't proper, what didn't belong. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. This does not say that the believers sit back and just pray to God and hope that it goes away and just continue. The reason that we read scripture is to build our faith. Is to build our faith in the truth of God, in the authority of his word, in the power of his spirit. So that at that moment, when our faith comes alive, it's like, yes, this is it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give you authority to trample. Look at that word. To trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus said, I give you authority. We've already got authority. We've got authority in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. We have the name of Jesus. The authority that's in the name of Jesus. Saying the name of Jesus as if Jesus himself saying. Jesus, who's been given a name above every named sickness, above every pain, above every disease. The name of Jesus is above. It's higher. It's greater. It's more powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First thing we got to get rid of is our defeatist attitude. First thing, second thing we got to get rid of is feeling sorry for ourselves. Amen. Third thing that we got to get rid of is, why hasn't this happened for me? I've done that. Yeah. Stop, first of all, stop saying that.
Right.
Every time you say that, you put a power to that word.
Amen.
When the thought comes, you replace that thought. Oh, no, everything's brand new today. It's brand new today. That's behind you. Just act like no one's ever prayed for you before.
Yeah.
What if you'd never had anyone? What if you'd not had any history of something that didn't work for you? This is where we got to apply the scripture and get up every day. It's a brand new day. Today's a brand new day. I remember one time I was at a service and I had people come forward Whoa. And I stepped in front of this guy, and it was a healing line. I don't remember why particularly he was up there, if it was a specific call, I think, for something. And the minute I stood in front of him, it felt like a wall. Felt like a wall. And I asked him what was wrong with him. He said, oh, there's all kind of stuff wrong with me. And he said, they've prayed for me over and over again, and it's never worked. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord. Seriously, I'm thinking, Lord, could you just set him down, Lord? You know what? Do I? No. And then I just thought, no. I'm going to prove this guy's wrong. I'm going to prove that God is real. I'm going to prove that the word is true. I'm going to prove that the power of God is bigger. And I said, well, sir, let's just pick one thing. How about we just pick one thing? And I want to tell you, when you pick one thing, I'm going to make sure that you get healed of that one thing. And he said, well, it's my knees. He'd had an accident years ago, and he had really bad knees, had very bad pain in his knees. He didn't walk very well. When he got up every morning, he had to take pain medicine every morning so that he could get out of bed. And I mean, he was just like this. And I just began to pace, and I was just like, God, I'm going to do something with him. God, we are going to have your way right here. I mean, I just, because, you know, sometimes it takes somebody doing that.
Right.
I'm not going to say I can do that all the time for you, but in that moment, I could. I just felt like with God, I could do it.
Amen.
And so I went out. I said, okay, now tell me about your pain on a scale of 0 to 10. And he said, it's a 10. I said, okay. And so I closed my eyes because I didn't want to look at his ugly face. I didn't want to look at it anymore. And I just put my hands on him and I began to pray in the name of Jesus. I was praying, just praying, and I could feel the power of God. And I opened my eyes and he was like, he had this look like astonishment on his face. I said, well, sir, what's happening? He said, well, he said, my knees are like, they don't quite hurt so much anymore. They're a whole lot better. And I said, well, what's your pain right now? And he said, a 2. But listen, I wanted God to have his whole way. And so I put my hand back on him and I said this. It was a Saturday night. I said, when you come to church in the morning, I will be here. And I want you to find me because all of your pain will be gone by in the morning. So I'm there that morning and, you know, I wasn't really thinking about that. But all of a sudden he comes running. He is running. He has the biggest smile on his face. He said, I didn't even have to take pain medication this morning. He said, my pain is 0. Just somebody getting mad about it.
Yeah.
Just somebody getting mad enough about it.
Yeah. Yep.
I want God to have his way.
Amen.
I think if God ought to have his way in anybody, it ought to be his people, right?
Yeah.
We ought to have no place for the devil in any of his works, any of his things that come alongside sin and all that stuff. God wants you well. That's what he wants. Jesus made a way for God to have his way in your body. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we talk ourselves out of things. Oh, well, you know, it's minor. It's not a big deal. It'll go away. You know, I just have a headache. It's just a fever. It'll pass. Jesus said, no, absolutely not. Listen, if you start losing consistently in the headaches, in the fevers, in the colds, in the flu, if you start losing consistently in those, you will build a pattern in yourself.
That's right.
Jesus said, absolutely no, God's going to have his way. You be well.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus is here today.
Yes.
Through the authority of his word and the power of his spirit,
yes,
to make that happen.
Amen.
To make God's way in your body. Have your way. Have it your way, God. Have it your way. Everybody just say, have it your way, God. Have it your way. Or we talk ourselves out of something because it's too big. It's too big. This is too hard. I've had this so long. This is never going to go away. And sometimes we're not saying it, but we're thinking it. You know, this is arthritis. My joints have been so bad for so long. You know, it's cancer. It's the big word. I really want the church to get to the place where we can laugh at that word. Instead of that word instilling fear, I want when that word comes up, faith. Ah. I don't know if probably most of you do know this many years ago, but I had a little thing on my back, and I got up when I'd had it all my life, as far as I remember. I got up one morning, and the Lord said, go have that taken off. I was like, okay, didn't think a thing of it. Had it taken off. I was at work, and I got a phone call, and it was the doctor that had taken it off, and they said, I want you to know that we tested that, and it's skin cancer. Do you know the first thing that came to my mind when they said that? I'm the triumphant church.
Amen.
I am the triumphant church. Cancer doesn't have a place in me. Right. Cancer can't be in me. Cancer doesn't have a right to me. Absolutely not. What happened for me, I'm just telling you honestly my story. Because what happened for me when the word came was faith came up.
Amen.
We have to live in a prepared state for when something bad, when something negative, if something creeps up, instead of us shrinking in fear or now beginning to doubt or worry or not, oh no, 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 instantly our faith rises up. No, 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 I got the victory. And the Lord told me what scriptures to use and how often to use them. I went to MD Anderson, got it tested, was using my scriptures, went back for the next meeting. And then they came in and they said, well, you know, now that we're looking at this, we're not so sure anymore. Now we can't really say anymore. Come on, the Spirit of life. Come on, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus swallows up the spirit of sickness and disease. Well, we're not really so sure. It's really, we'd have to say it's border, you know, we'll just say it's borderline. I knew exactly what they were saying. They were not going to say it wasn't because they don't want to put their bottoms on the line. I don't know. That was umpteen years ago. And, you know, then afterwards they wanted every year, every 6 months, actually, they would send me a notice and they would want me to come back in and get retested. I said, this is ridiculous because it's a tactic of fear. Fear trying to come at you. Fear, is it going to be? Is it going to? I don't have to worry about that. No, it's not. And I finally told him, I said, take me off the list. Take me off the database. Don't contact me. Don't call me. Don't send me a letter because cancer can't live in me. Jesus' whips took care of it. But Jesus, when we say that, now that's Jesus' thought is absolutely not.
Amen.
God will have his way. You be free of disease. And then he says, I'm here to do it. I'm here to make it happen. Hallelujah. He's here to make it happen. He's here so that God can have his way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you are gonna have to believe something. You are going to have to believe something. You're going to have to believe the word of God. You're going to have to believe the power of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Check yourself. You might be well right now. Come on, feel you seriously. Something might have already happened to you. Praise the Lord. Something might have already happened to you. Come on, just let the power work in you. Come on, just let things go out. Come on, just make things get out. Just let them go in the name of Jesus. Just get a little mad at it. Get a little angry at it. No, I ain't going to have it anymore. Praise God. Jesus is the healer. And God's going to have his way. I feel it. God is going to have his way today. God is going to have his way. Ha! God is going to have his way. Listen up, devil. God is going to have his way. Woo! God is going to have his way. Praise the Lord. God is going to have his way. He's going to have his way right now. He's going to have his way in knees. Anybody got knee problems? Stand up if you got knee problems. Come on, stand up if you got knee problems and begin moving your knees around. Come on, begin moving them around. God's going to have his way right now, right now, right now. I command all pain to go in the name of Jesus. I command full function of every knee in this place in the name of Jesus. Come on, do something. Come on, do something. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory. David, come see. David, come here. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Take my hand and bend down. Glory to God. Woo! Hey! All right, that's good, that's good. Praise the Lord. Could you do that before?
I could, but not with such, you know.
Depth.
Right, exactly.
How do you have any pain in your knees?
No, I don't.
Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How about yours? Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Glory. Go, Jackie. Go, Jackie. Come on, go, Jackie. All pain goes in the name of Jesus. God, you have your way. You have your way, God. You have your way right now. Just stand still for 1 second. Just stand still for 1 second in the name of Jesus right now. I command the power of God to heal and restore right now. All the cartilage right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There it is right there. There's the power right there. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Come on, shake them out. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hold my hand for 1 second. Hold my hand for 1 second. Close your eyes. Now, Father, strength right now. Strengthen those knees. You said you'd strengthen the feeble kneed, the feeble handed. You said you'd do it now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, did you have pain before we started?
I had pain, but when you was ministering, I could feel the pain was leaving.
Glory to God.
The burning sensation was gone.
The burning sensation is gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who else had knees? Who else had knee issues? How are your knees? Did you have pain when you came today?
Yes. There's still just a little bit. I tore the meniscus.
You tore the meniscus?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus, it's made whole. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yep, yep, yep. How's it feeling now?
It's feeling good.
Feeling
it
real
feels
good.
Good. I feel good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who else had pain in their knees?
Thank you, Lord.
How are you, Lord? How, or did you have pain before you came?
Well, they just click.
They click? That's the oil of joy. Just let it oil it all up. Just let it oil it all. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, Father. Thanks, Lord. Thanks, Lord. Now what I see for you is kind of like it's been an in and out, and your knee gets well and it feels better. But no more. No more.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
No more.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
She's riding a bike. Praise the Lord. She's bike riding. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else have knees?
Jesus.
Anybody? Misty. Okay. Did you have pain when you came?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
7.
7. And what's your pain right now?
The left one is completely gone.
Woo! Hold on. Let me rejoice about that for a minute. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, that man would get. Okay, when we pray, they begin to feel hot. The prayer about making everything go away, the doubts and the
The right one is maybe a 3 now.
A 3. All right, close your eyes. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I say, God, God has His way in this body. Right now, I speak to that knee. I speak to it in the name of Jesus, and I command pain to go, go. Yep, there it went. Yeah, now do something with it. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing that's good about this happening in the church is because now we're all witnesses.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
And so when the devil comes and tries to tell you that didn't work.
Come on now.
Listen. When a symptom comes, when a slight pain comes, when a twin, your first thought is not, oh no, this did not work. No, we all saw it.
Right.
We're all witnesses of it.
Amen.
Your first thought is, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying the lie.
That's right.
I ain't buying it. Uh-uh. I'm well. God has had His way in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We need to get well. We have got stuff to do. There's absolutely no reason why we have to be sick. Even as we get older.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved, and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.